This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, free agency, the dust is settled. We have winners, we have losers. David has put together a comprehensive report. We do our free agency roundup right now.
All right, Michael. So every publication seems to have winners, losers. I just went around, want to see if you agree with these. First one here, loser Baltimore Ravens.
Agree.
The Ravens landed Earl Thomas, who can provide an upgrade over Eric Weddle, but the team lost Za'Darius Smith, Terrell Suggs, and CJ Mosley.
Correct. Agree. Yeah, no, absolute agreement. Look, defense was Baltimore's calling card, and I don't think they did nearly enough to preserve it. Now, look, is Earl Thomas a better player than Eric Weddle? Yes, but Weddle was an emotional and locker room leader there. Earl Thomas will have that influence, but I think Weddle, that hurts. T. Sizzle, that hurts. Mosley, that hurts. You just can't lose that level of player and in numbers and have a defense that's going to be at that level. And from an offensive standpoint, they just didn't do anything to upgrade. I don't think they needed Mark Ingram. Mm. They could have used Gus Edwards and Kenneth Dixon and Javorius Allen and just keep on going down the road. They could have drafted a running back in the third or fourth round. I really didn't like their offseason. Loser.
We might lose to the Browns.
You will be losing to the Browns.
I found this one interesting. Loser, the Chiefs. They say they cut Justin Houston, traded D4, which takes away part of their defense, pass rush. Mm-hmm. But they also got rid of Nelson, who came to my Steelers. But they got Tyrann Mathieu in place of Eric Berry. Loser?
Loser. Well, I will gently say loser. Here's the thing. I don't love D Ford as a player. If you go look at his numbers, he's been very unproductive for his career, and then he'll have a hot streak.
Yes.
Justin Houston is not the player they signed. He's not the player they hoped he was going to be. It's not about getting rid of him that bothered me. It's what are you going to do to replace him? Tyrann Mathieu, I love. He can drop down, play the slot. He's an effective blitzer. He's a very good safety. And, you know, people don't realize that the Honey Badger's only 26. It feels like he's been in the league for 12 years. I love the signing. But I'm wondering if the Chiefs are setting up something. I'm wondering if there's a big, like another shoe that's set to drop, a trade, a move, something. Got to wait and find out.
Finito.
Shut up, Pat.
All right, this one. Winner, the New York Jets. It says the Jets got better by adding Le'Veon and giving Sam Darnold weapons and Jamison Crowder and Josh Bellamy. They also brought back Robbie Anderson and traded for Kalike Osemele. Are they a winner there?
Winner. I'm your job with a young quarterback is to support him. Jamison Crowder, when healthy, is a higher-end slot target. Le'Veon Bell, provided he's even 80% of the player who last played with the Steelers, becomes a guy who can catch 80 balls out of the backfield, be a massive factor. I think they've got to continue, though. They've got to go into this draft, and they've got to get another target for him. But yes, they're a winner. They've done the right things. They've got a centerpiece on defense in Mosley. They thought they had Anthony Barr, but overall, really nice job by the Jets, as much as it pains me to say that.
So this one's an individual here, and I want to know if you agree with this. Carson Wentz as a winner because they got rid of Nick Foles, the backup, who pretty much everybody, including Sully, wanted to become the starter.
Yep.
They got DeSean Jackson as a weapon for Wentz. So do you see him as a winner?
I do, and I'll tell you why. I think people are sleeping on his abilities because he got hurt and because of all the nonsense from people like Sully about Nick Foles. But a very sneaky acquisition. I said to you earlier in the year, if I'm DeSean Jackson, I would just not bother. But if I'm going to go somewhere, I'm just going to be a deep ball trinket player. Philly's the perfect spot because what's the one thing their offense doesn't have? A deep threat. None of their receivers stretch the field. None of their receivers are elite speed merchants, not Aguilar, not Jeffrey, not Ertz. Deshaun can have one job. You have one job to do, and he's going to be a deep ball guy. I thought that was sneaky, and I love the signing by the Eagles of Malik Jackson, even though you didn't ask me about it. But Wentz is a winner here. They got to take the lid off the defense in order for them to go to the next level.
Who wants pizza?
I found this one also to be a little interesting because of the end of the paragraph here. The winner, San Francisco 49ers. They got D4, we already talked about, got Kwon Alexander, signed him to combined deals of $141 million.
Yeah, I hated both contracts.
But the question now is whether the Niners can address the other problems, which is on offense. They only have a weapon in George Kittle, and they just signed Tevin Coleman. Are they a winner?
No. Loser. D Ford, okay player, not for the money he's getting paid. Kwon Alexander, okay linebacker, not for the money he's getting paid. I hated their offseason. If I'm San Francisco, I would have done everything in my power to acquire Odell Beckham Jr., put him on the outside, make him the complement to Kittle. I hated their offseason. There's no other way for me to say it. I don't like what I've seen so far. Bad job by that organization.
All right, interesting here. Loser, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Losing Antonio Brown, losing Bell. They grabbed Steven Nelson from the KC Chiefs. But it says that because of the other additions and improvement from the other teams in the division,
yeah,
they become losers.
I agree with that. Yeah, and I know that's not fair, but look, part of this is their own doing. I thought they missed their window to sign Bell the right way, not lie to the media about the deal and, oh, look, it's a great deal, and then you look under the hood and it's not. The Antonio Brown thing was mismanaged, and ultimately they just didn't get enough for him. Yeah, the Browns have become a lot better. I think the Ravens are close to the Steelers, where that's a team you split with now. It's a bad job by the Steelers. The Killer Bees were a hell of a trio, and now it's looking a little lean in Pittsburgh. Yeah, okay, yeah, enjoy that hat.
Ugh, that's all I have now.
That's all you got left. You're like me.
Yes!
Well, I'm glad you said that I am like you, because that leads me to this one, which I think is kind of obvious.
What?
Loser, New York Giants.
Suck up, dick!
Traded Odell Beckham, traded Olivier Vernon. They grabbed Zietler, Peppers.
Let Landon Collins go.
But then they still have Eli. So
yeah.
A loser.
They're the biggest loser in the league right now. I think the Giants are a laughingstock. No one understands what's going on. No one can tell me there's a plan. Since Dave Gettleman has arrived, he has traded Snacks Harrison for nothing. He gave away Eli Apple. He gave away Landon Collins literally when he could have dealt him at the deadline. The Eli Manning situation, Manning is set to earn a $5 million roster bonus on Sunday. They are going to pay Eli every cent of his deal. Find me a team that is a bigger loser than the New York Giants right now in this free agency period. Can't do it. They have $32 million of dead money on their cap. They have brought in their one signing was Antoine Bethea, who's going to turn 35 before the season. What? Loser with a capital L.
Bitterly disappointed.
Thank you, Jim.
Winner, Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
Gruden, new GM, Mike Mayock brought in Brown. They gave the richest contract to Trent Brown, but he dared to protect Derek Carr.
Yeah, I didn't like that guy.
They also brought in deep threat Tyrell Williams. Are they a winner?
They're a winner because now they can more accurately and adequately make a decision on a quarterback. If you want Derek Carr, you can really go, okay, now we have weapons. Antonio Brown is phenomenal. Tyrell Williams is a great vertical threat. I like what they did. I don't like the Trent Brown contract because I don't sign Patriots. I just don't want guys who get away from Dante Scarnecchia and then you're the guy who pays him. Looking at you, Nate Solder. I think whether they want a rookie or whether they stay with Carr, they've at least put themselves in a position to make a decision. And for that reason, they're a winner. They did a nice job.
Stafford!
And a bonus here. I know it's winners, losers, but something just came across the wire. And I want to know what's the best spot for this player. Golden Tate narrowed it down to the Patriots and the Steelers.
Patriots. Yeah, because I think Gronk is going to go to pasture. Nobody throws the ball shorter more often than the Pats. If I'm Golden Tate, I've made money in my career. I've won a Super Bowl. I'd like to try to win another. I think the Steelers are a has-been. And I think as rough as the Patriot offseason has been, if I'm Golden Tate, wouldn't you like the opportunity to play with Brady? Go to a place where winning is everything? I just don't think a huge paycheck is out there, really. And I think you could make good money, give it a run. Yeah, I'd go to the Pats. I wouldn't go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I need him in Pittsburgh.
Well, then go pay him. Go pay him $14 million a year. What do you want me to tell you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.